The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered around at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. It has come to my attention that there is a pressing question that seems to be on the minds of most of you. And I thought it's high time I give you an answer. And hopefully this answer will be satisfactory. And that question is, what was the most popular car when I was 10 years old? Well, it happened to be a Cutlass Supreme. And if you don't know what those look like, they were coupes, they were two doors, and they were kind of semi-luxurious and pretty high style, at least for the time. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is I read an article in the last couple of weeks that the hottest type of vehicle out there right now is a three-row crossover SUV. A radical difference from when I was 10 years old. And I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, or perhaps you own one, but the third row of seats can best be described as a torture chamber. They're designed for people who clearly don't have any lower body or any neck. And they're best relegated for very, very, very tiny children, or they're used for what the name for that row has started to be called, the mother-in-law seat. And mother-in-laws have been maligned for all of history, but not in this gospel. In this gospel, Simon's mother-in-law is actually put forth for all of us as a way to receive God's grace and God's healing and react to and respond to that grace. In other words, how to be a good disciple. Because in the gospel, it is pointed out to us that Jesus recognizes her illness and heals her right away. And what does she do? She immediately responds by waiting on them, by serving them, by caring for them. And I'm pretty sure that all of us at different times and places in our lives have prayed fervently for God's assistance. From being a small child and praying for help on that surprise spelling quiz, to praying for employment, to praying for a sick parent, and sometimes even to pray for our own healing. And I'm also pretty sure that we have all received a response to that prayer. Maybe not in the way we were looking, but in a way that reveals to us that God's love was always right there. And how did we respond? If you're like me, most of the time you respond by moving on to the next thing in your life without a lot of gratitude, without a lot of care. How should we respond? The way Simon's mother-in-law responded. When we recognize that God's healing grace has been poured out upon us, the way we can show love back and gratitude to God is by loving His people, by waiting on one another, by serving one another, by caring and loving one another. So as you can see pretty clearly in this gospel, maybe the mother-in-laws of our world need to move to the front seat because they're a pretty good example for all of us.